Mandy, I searched and I searched and I finally found you.
In a bed in Chicago.
But I'm in bed with you, and that is just where I want to be. We both have our coffee.
I apologize, I don't have my microphone,
Oh,
so.
that's all right. I can hear you great. Whatever
Okay.
acoustics you have in Chicago are fabulous.
Well, thanks. Thanks. So, Katie, you were post-Holy Week. How was it? Did you survive your
I
big
did.
week?
We say a lot that Holy Week is a marathon and not a sprint. And so therefore, you have to pace yourself. I love my little congregation for a lot of reasons, but one reason is that they're a little congregation, and so it was not nearly the production that it used to be. But we had some very meaningful services. Our Good Friday service was a beautiful service, and I was very thankful that I got to do that with them. And then Easter
Good.
morning was beautiful, so I survived it. And then this week, apparently, every one of my professors is on spring break, so I have a break. I'm not going in today. So we are recording on Thursday, which is a little different, but it works out great because I'm not driving to Atlanta.
Good. Here we are. Here we are. How
Know,
is
right?
Atlanta this week?
Look, you hate Atlanta spring break week and you have escaped it to Chicago. I love Atlanta spring break week because it took me 45 minutes to get from the Parsonage to the parking deck at Candler School of Theology.
Listen, I believe it. I believe it. Do you happen to follow Seaside on any social media?
Don't.
They have been, I guess it was day before yesterday, maybe, starting at like 4 o'clock, they started posting on Instagram. Atlanta parents, it's 4 o'clock. It's time to be gathering your
Where are your
children.
children?
Do you know where your kids are?
Does
Because they
that?
have instituted a curfew and their hashtag
Oh.
is come get your
So
kids.
is it Seaside, Florida? I assume it's not Seaside style. Yep,
No,
follow.
that's a clothing
Yeah,
brand.
I got it. I'm following it now because I can't wait. It reminds me, I'm sure that's what they were doing. They were channeling that inner Gen X commercial that used to be on TV at 10 o'clock, reminding our parents that
Yes.
they had children that they needed to go find.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah,
Oh,
it's
love
good.
it.
And listen, Walton County Sheriff closed down the beach from Blue Mountain. So, they didn't come all the way to Gulf Place where I live. They stopped
Okay.
about 3 miles short of me.
Okay.
But from Blue Mountain to Rosemary, they closed the beach starting at 7 o'clock to any unaccompanied minors in large groups. Closed the beach. And yeah, that's happened a lot, like at Seaside or like at Inlet Beach or somewhere. Honey, the whole like a 20-mile stretch shut down. That's how bad Atlanta Week is.
I don't, well, I'm thankful that they're not up here
Well,
because
I understand. I totally understand that because it's
yeah,
ridiculous.
I didn't have to white knuckle it. I didn't have to cuss. I didn't have to worry about people illegally crossing over into the Peach Pass lane. It was fantastic. And I got to school early and they were like, Katie, you're early. And I'm like, I didn't have any traffic.
And you didn't have a
No,
hoe, not a hoe. What did you
pitchfork.
have? A pitchfork. You didn't have a pitchfork in your
I was
grill when
not
you
the
got there.
witch this week. No pitchforks were thrown at me.
Listen, I just moved my computer closer to me for sound purposes. If you take a picture of my
No,
big
I've
old
already
apron,
taken it.
okay, good. I can relax. Can
Look,
you believe she does that to me every
every
week?
week I do it to myself too. I'm homeless again. I did shower for you. I will tell. I showered for you when I did not have to.
I didn't shower for you. I'm still in my pajamas.
Well, I have just because all these professors are not meeting today, doesn't mean they didn't assign stuff to do. One of which is a video I have to make for class.
I'm sorry.
They're trying to get creative, and I'm like, just let me write a paper. So anyway, Atlanta spring break has been great. It means I don't have to go in today, even though there's no traffic, and today would be the day I would want to go in. I'm not going in, because classes were canceled, and I'm just not going to do it. Just to go to chapel, which I love, by the way. Please don't get me wrong. If you're listening and you go to Candler, I love chapel. But I'm not going in just for chapel. The other thing I've been doing, and I think you've been watching these too, is the women's basketball tournament, y'all. There are more people watching that than just about anything. Now, granted, this is other than basketball, this is a little bit, there's some baseball on, obviously, but this is a little bit of a desert in the calendar. So there's not quite as much to watch every day. But that Iowa LSU women's basketball game was some of the best sports that I have watched in a very long time of all the sports that we watch. That was a fantastic game
Now we
of
had
sports.
that on. That was Monday night, which
Yeah.
was when I got to Noonan because we flew out on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
So we had that game on. We were quote unquote watching it, but we might
Yeah.
have also had some wine
Oh,
sitting.
well. That always helps.
Yeah.
It was a really good game. I was very proud of Caitlin Clark, of course. You know, she has her moments when she can be a little toot. And even her dad in the stands, they'll show him and he's like, take her out. But I was prepared for it to be a lot more chippy than it turned out to be. I mean, obviously it was competitive, and I always wanted to be competitive, but LSU behaved themselves, which
Kim's
is,
outfit was quite subdued.
it was quite subdued. She was very kind about the whole thing in the post
Yeah, she did
game
behave
press
herself there.
conference. Yeah. So I was just proud. I thought it was a great day for women's college sports. And I will be watching some more of it to see if
Listen,
she wins.
Julie and I were laughing, talking about we remember when she was in college. She was a swimmer at Vanderbilt, my sister. She was home for spring break and they were playing. Vanderbilt was playing in Albany, Georgia. The women's team was playing
Wow.
at the Albany Civic Center. Well, we couldn't remember what, tournament or what it was that
Yeah,
they were
yeah,
there
yeah.
for. But we drove over to Albany to see her buddies on the women's basketball team
Yeah.
play, including well, she's not new, she's been it for a couple of years, but the athletic director at Vandy now is a former women's
Okay.
basketball player.
I
But
like
anyway,
that.
so yeah, so it's come a long way since from the Albany Civic
Yeah.
Center.
Well, and I had a sorority sister that played Samford basketball. And when they played Mercer, a group of us came over to Macon and went to the game. And it was in the gym at Mercer, which if you know anything about the Mercer gym, it is not
Pinfield.
like the arena that they
No,
have
Pinfield.
now. Yeah,
That was
Penfield,
the only place. That
it's
was
like
all
a
we had.
Yeah, it's like a middle school gym. It's not even like a high school gym. And so we sat in the little wooden bleachers, like we were in the 7th grade, and cheered for our sorority sister. So a good FAMU, by the way. Good group of
Yay.
us FAMUs came over and did that. But yeah, so we have come a very, very long way. Now Mercer basketball, women's basketball is really good, and they play in the big gym that they have now built right along with boys. So it's really great.
University Center.
I'm sorry, the University Center. It has Chick-fil-A in it. I know that much. I
You
used to go to the
get
games
out.
in town. It's a really nice facility. The games are fun. I enjoy it.
Yeah, for sure. We beat Duke one time. I don't know if anybody's ever mentioned that. I
And Alabama, I think. Did y'all beat Alabama too?
don't remember
I
that.
think they did. I think that was when I was back in Macon. So it was pretty recent, but I think they
Yeah.
beat Alabama too. So I did all that, and then I went to, I mean, don't be shocked. Don't be shocked, but I went to Trader Joe's. And I saw the fl I see the flowers every time I go in. I'm like, I've got to buy some flowers, but it pains me because when I lived at the cottage, Mandy, you know Shirley Hills. I grew up in a neighborhood called Shirley Hills in Macon. It's a beautiful, beautiful neighborhood. And this time of year, it is just putting on a show.
Like the
Part
mask.
of, yeah, part of the reason that it is putting on a show is because it's got actual good dirt. So all those springs have made not red Georgia clay, but like actual black, fertile dirt, like real dirt, which is an anomaly in Georgia. And so anything can grow. And so when I lived in the cottage, there was always something blooming. So all I had to do was get my little shears and go outside and cut stuff. And I constantly had just beautiful blooming things. Well, I don't have that here. And it pains me, even, with the good deals that you can get at Trader Joe's, to buy flowers. But I bought some flowers. I hadn't arranged them in a long, long time. My friend Mary Pinson, who I will make sure to tag in this, if you're in Macon or around Macon, she does great flower classes. They're fun. If you need just a girls' fun girls' night, she'll do little groups of people. You can go in and do flowers. That might be fun next time your little Macon group gets together, Mandy, to
Yeah.
have her do a little flower class. It's super fun downtown in her studio.
I
But
remember
anyway,
you
I arranged
posted.
some flowers.
I remember you posted pictures from those classes. I was always jealous.
They're super fun. She always has wine, which is, helpful.
Helps with your flower arranging.
Sure does. But I got two arrangements. I've posted them to our some pictures to our group thing. So Mandy can use them if she wants to this week in our social. But just it makes my heart happier. I need to do that more. Whether I have to buy them or not, I mean, shouldn't matter. They're not that expensive, but just to have something blooming and have something pretty in the house and
Yeah.
alive, I kill everything. My nephew loves to remind me that I have the blackest thumb ever. Like I did, I kill everything. He has to remind me to water things. But I do love to arrange cut flowers. So that has just made my little
Good.
heart happy. And Gogi's portrait looks really pretty with some flowers. And my great great grandfather has a bunch in front of him. So
Good.
I know. It just makes my little heart happy. So I can't grow anything, but I can arrange
Well, good. Good.
it.
I'm glad. I'm glad to hear
Yeah.
that. We
Well,
like to
Mandy,
remark to big nephew.
tell me about your trip.
Well, my trip has been so fun. I was home for Easter and then left the Monday after Easter, worked that morning, and then got in the car and drove to Noonan. And then Kelly and Sanders and I flew to Chicago on Tuesday afternoon. And it was supposed to be gross and rainy and snowy when we got here. And the sun actually came out when we landed.
I love that.
And so we had some dinner reservations that night at a place called Rosemary, which, if you're a Top Chef fan, the chef was a winner of Top Chef. I think Kelly said season 15, maybe.
Okay.
I had quit watching by that time, so I was not as excited. But listen, Kelly was very excited that he was there. And
Oh.
then she apparently had waved at him. He was working the line, and she had apparently waved at him. And then he was sort of like making the rounds in the restaurant. And when I spotted him, if you don't think I didn't make eye contact and basically summoned him to our table with the power of my gaze.
Get over here now.
I was like for you to meet your biggest fan.
I love that.
So yeah, so he was very nice, and we got to chat with him for a minute, and I took a picture. Sanders, Kelly's 16-year-old, who's with us, loves food about as much as I do, which is just amazing. And he wants to be a chef, so he had just been showing me his potential menu for his restaurant.
Oh.
Yeah. So we told him that Sanders has aspirations to be a chef, and he said, "Keep cooking, brother." So that was super fun. The food was delicious.
Just more reason for me to be best friends with Sanders. I mean,
Sanders is freaking awesome.
I just every video that you've posted, if y'all don't follow Mandy on Instagram, it is the best. Like we've talk about all these other follows that we do and whatever, but Mandy really just hers are the best. And this week has featured Sanders, and it just makes me want to be his best friend.
Sanders is awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was Tuesday. And then yesterday we got up. And let me tell you, traveling with a mom, a friend of yours who's a mom, is real fun when they mom you too. Because Kelly provided me wool socks. First of all, when I got there, and I was like, I have one hoodie because I had to bring a Cubs hoodie and a Braves hoodie. And I said, I think I have fit everything. I never check a bag. I don't own anything bigger than a roll-on carry-on suitcase. I can't tell you the last time I checked a bag going anywhere. Well, they check, they always check. And so when I got there, I was like, I just need you to put this in. And she's like, okay. And then we were trying to decide whether I should take my long coat or my short coat. And so I'm talking to her husband, James, about it. And he finally is like, Sanders, go get Miss Mandy that suitcase. So, first of all, I repacked everything into a bigger suitcase so I could bring both coats.
Winter travel is very hard
And
because
I don't
everything
have,
is thicker.
right? And then James is like, are you taking long johns? I was like, no, I'm not taking, listen, I don't need long johns. All I can imagine is sitting in a restaurant wearing
Oh,
long johns and having
oh,
a hot flash. I'm like, I can't do it.
uh-uh.
So I passed up the long johns. But I did accept Kelly's wool socks yesterday.
Love that, love
So
that.
we got layered up yesterday, headed down to the south side, because the Braves were playing the White Sox at, I think it was 110, 120, something like that. So we headed down there. Kelly had found a little burger joint. So we had a burger. And it reminded me sort of that place. I was like, have y'all watched True South? Like it made me think of a True South episode. It was like an old griddle.
Tell me they watched it.
They have not, but they will now. Sanders,
Sanders especially needs to watch
but
that.
he's like, that sounds like something I would like. I was like, yes, sir.
Yes,
It
indeed.
does. And it was, you know, it had been, I woke up that morning and we're staying in a great place. Kelly got found an Airbnb. And I got up yesterday morning and I mean, it was snowing. It's not sticking at all, but it's snowing. And
Yeah, you
so,
could see the flakes outside your window. Like those are big flakes if you can see them like that. So,
and it had continued to like a combination of snow and rain. But I mean, they haven't called the game. They haven't said it's, you know, delayed or postponed or anything. So we're
yeah.
going down there, eat our burger, walk to the stadium, get in, take a bunch of pictures in front of the stadium. Lots of Braves fans there. And Kelly's like, I just want to go see where our seats. Y'all, we had paid $30 for these tickets, and they were 16 rows behind the Braves dugout.
So are the White Sox just that terrible?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
They are.
Well,
And
lucky you.
it was snowing,
Yeah.
and it was the day before the game. So yeah, we had not bought tickets. We were waiting to see because we had thought we might go on Tuesday night. Anyway, so great seats. Kelly's like, I'm gonna go ahead and like look and see where our seats are. And Sanders and I were on a mission for some warm beverages. And so, about the time we had finally found, because Chicago has the nicest people, and the guy's like, right there. And the manager's name is Tom. Like, go get you some white chocolate. And then I got the alert on my phone from ESPN that said the game was delayed. And so I pull out, I'm like, oh, it says the game's delayed. And then a guy that worked at the stadium was like, it's postponed June 27th. I was.
Oh,
But
crap.
we had seen Spencer Strider was out on the field because he was supposed to pitch yesterday. And we had seen him, he was out throwing on the field.
Because you can see his thighs before you can see Spencer Strider.
1,000%, there's no doubt who that is.
Yeah.
Quadzilla is in the house.
Wadzilla and the Stash are in the
So
house.
I'm like, oh, Sanders, come on, let's go down there and watch, before he quits, let's go watch him throw.
Yeah.
So we hustle down there and I tell Kelly, I'm like, it's postponed. And she's like, no, it's just delayed. I'm like, no, it's postponed. And about that
Yeah.
time they come over the loudspeaker, The game has been postponed.
Yeah.
But anyway, so Spencer was still throwing. He kept throwing. And then when he finished throwing, he comes over and starts signing stuff. And he stood there and signed anything that anybody wanted him, every
I
until
love that.
everybody had all their stuff signed. And of course, we're like, what do we have that he can sign? Because,
What do we
like,
have?
and
Yeah.
I like pulled my cap off, which I
I
had sort of
love
put on
that.
at the last minute. We laugh. It's our lucky cap because it's I've always worn it and we've never lost the game
Well,
when I've
now it's
worn it.
extra lucky.
Exactly. So I'm like, here, Sanders, go get him to sign this. So they head over there. And then, y'all, so the Braves have a new sideline reporter. His name is Wiley Ballard. He's an Atlanta kid.
Great name.
Our first Weimaraner was named Wiley. So I'm real partial to Wiley.
Love it.
And he's a Georgia Tech grad. Kelly's a big Georgia Tech fan. And so Kelly
Okay.
already was like familiar with him because he did announcing for Tech.
Love it.
But so I had seen like last week sometime the Sox had published they had a new food item at the stadium. And it was a gigantic milkshake, a campfire milkshake. So it was like a
Oh,
s'mores milkshake.
yes.
And Sanders loves nothing more than some sweets. And so I had already sent it to Kelly and Sanders and been like, all right, Sanders, I'm gonna need you to get one of these when we're in Chicago. And then Monday, the first game that the Braves played the White Sox, Wiley was on TV with that milkshake. That was part of their
I
broadcast.
love it.
Well, then Blooper, my beloved Blooper, on the Twitters, Blooper posted on Twitter something about somebody send me a screen cap of the new boy with his milkshake. So somebody did send Blooper a picture, and Blooper made a meme out of it. His milkshake brings all the girls to the yard, you know. Right? Okay.
Well,
So yesterday, Kelly and Sanders go over. They head to the left to get Spencer Strider's autograph, and I'm just standing, like, I'm out of the way, so all the kids can get it, whatever. And I'm just kind of standing there. And I look out on the field, and there's Wiley. So I say, hey, Wiley,
oh, God.
where's your milkshake? He looks, I can't hear what he says to me. He says something back to me, but he's like laughing and waving. Then Kelly's like, Wiley, Georgia Tech.
Georgia
Well,
Tech.
right? She'd already screamed, ACC, it's Spencer Strider. Listen. We're really good in those moments.
Oh.
So that was that, and that was fun. We get Spencer Strider's autograph. It was great. We leave. We talked, made lots of Braves friends. Rode the L back. So we're sitting around in our soaking wet clothes, just scrolling through social media. Well, there's an account called Atlanta Braves Chop Live, and somebody had been on the film behind Spencer, recording him signing all these autographs. And so as the video starts, you see Spencer start recording, and then y'all, just as plain as day, you hear me say, hey, Wiley, where's your And when I tell you that Kelly Weldon played that 15 times, like, so then, like, on Twitter, several people were like, hey, Wiley. And Wiley tweeted it out. And he has now put a milkshake in his, like, Twitter biography. Like, he has a picture of a milkshake in his, like, Twitter biography. Sleeper has commented on it. People are cracking up at me yelling, hey, Wiley, where's your bill? So I'm like, Wiley, I'm so sorry. He's like, no, it was great. I thought it was awesome.
Now y'all are best friends.
Then somebody on, yeah. So, and then, like, all those Braves fan groups, some woman was like, what was asked of Riley? Like, no, that was me asking Riley where his milkshake is.
was.
So they're like, they were still scrolling. And then I see the MLB has posted a video of Spencer. And I was like, oh dear God,
Oh God, please don't let me say why.
thankfully it did not include my sound. My audio was not on the MLP version. But we have laughed so hard.
Oh God.
And in
Here's
fact,
what
we should.
I am gaining from all of this is that we should not go out into the world.
Oh my God. It was last night, by the end of the night, Sanders was like, if y'all say, hey, Wiley, one more time. We're like, what? You don't like
What?
it?
We like Wiley.
So anyway, that was our baby
Wiley,
for
if you're
yesterday.
listening, we love you. And we will be listening.
Yeah.
Despite whether you have a milkshake or not, we'll still be your friend.
So. Oh,
Wiley.
Wiley. And it, most annoying voice. I've decided I'm never speaking in public again because I might could sound more annoying, but I'm not sure. But anyway, and then last night we went to Gibson Steakhouse and had a
Is
great
it
meal.
delicious?
It was so good. So good.
Love it.
And then yeah, so now today we're gonna, it's not currently snowing, but it's still cloudy and wet, and it's supposed to start snowing again. So we're gonna go to a museum this morning and go eat some pizza for lunch, and then doing a Wrigley tour at 2, which should be super fun.
It's a great stadium.
And then we're gonna eat another burger tonight.
Love
And then tomorrow we are going to a Cubs game. So fingers crossed. The weather's supposed to be better tomorrow.
it. Good,
And
good, good.
ironically, the Cubs have played like on Tuesday, Monday, no, on Monday, the Braves were delayed. They were playing the White Sox. They were delayed twice and eventually just called the game after 8 innings. Cubs never stopped playing. They played through the whole thing. And yesterday they played their game last night. So they seem to be a little more weather sturdy than the White Sox.
Apparently.
So.
Well, here's what I want from you. I want a video. I want a roving reporter Sanders video on his take on Chicago. Is this his first Chicago deep
It
dish pizza?
is.
So I think we need to get his critique because it is,
Yeah.
to me, it is delicious and I love Chicago deep dish pizza. I love it. But it's not pizza. It's not what
Yeah.
I think of as pizza. It's more like a casserole with a crust.
Yeah.
But I do love it.
But I'm
So
trying to
I
think the
want to
place we're
know.
going, like we're not going to any of the like Lou Malnati's or
Okay.
Domino's. So I'm not sure what. If we're getting deep dish pizza, but I'll
Oh,
stay tuned. I will see
okay.
what we can do
All
for you.
right. All right. All right. All right. Well,
If
Sanders
we're
is
not,
my
like,
new favorite
if this
person,
is
so.
not, then we definitely need to get some before we leave, which trust
Yes.
me, we can handle.
Yeah.
So, anyway, but speaking of food, Katie, you have a recipe for us this week.
Yes, I do. I did a full Easter. I don't know why. I did a full Easter lunch,
Because
just
you
for
should.
myself. Well, I'm still eating it, and I'm gonna be eating it for a while, but that's okay. But I did our brown rice that I love. I
Yes,
did some cheese,
what did you
cheese.
think?
I love it. Love it.
Oh, you've
Get some
had it
cheese
before. You were.
muffins. So I made Gogi's cheese muffins. I marinated some pork chops, and then I did squash casserole, which I have put just my regular old southern typical squash casserole recipe in there. If you don't have it, I'm sure everybody that listens to our podcast at least has some version of this.
Yeah.
But what I love to do, and my friend Will Johnson, who's a foodie as well, he's from Kentucky. He's well, I can't say what he supplies me because it's slightly illegal, but he's from Kentucky, if that gives you any kind of a hint.
If I'm remembering correctly, he accompanied you when you met John T.
Indeed, same Will. He's also a preacher and a lawyer, so that's why I can't say what he supplies me with. But this version of that I now make every time of squash casserole is just your regular squash casserole recipe, whatever it is. I put mine in there, but I always have cheese and I always have some goat cheese. I add whatever goat cheese is sitting in the refrigerator. And it gives it the best tang and a little bit more of a bite and a little bit more flavor. And then I add a little squirt of sriracha
Nice.
instead of the you can add, cayenne pepper or whatever too. I think
Right.
that's in most of the original versions, but the sriracha also gives it just a little bit of a different vinegary flavor. And it just elevates the typical Southern squash casserole to a whole new level. If not, if you don't like sriracha, whatever, but I'm telling you, try the goat cheese. It is delicious.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah, and I'm loving it. I'm still eating on it. It's just another, I'm not gonna say that some of our food can be bland, but it just helps it not be quite so.
But if you do you know there so there's a thing called Black Twitter,
Yes.
and they make
And
fun of white
they do.
people all the time for not seasoning our food.
They do. What I also do is I salt the water that the squash cooks in. So that's always helpful, even
Yeah.
though it says not to, to add at the end, I salt the water with the squash.
Okay.
Because you know.
I made myself an Easter meal too. Although I wanted some lamb chops, and
I saw that.
it's spring break, so I'm not driving to the grocery. I'm not driving to the Whole Foods. I'm not driving to Destin during spring break.
No.
So, they did not have any lamb chops, but they had something called a ham nugget, right?
I'm not
Of
sure if
like,
that sounds appetizing or not.
I know, right? But I was like, I don't know what that is, but it sounds like something a single girl cooking herself an Easter meal might need. So I did indeed order myself a ham and nugget, and it was a little nugget. It was like a little tiny little miniature ham.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so I did that and some asparagus and some
Love it.
deviled eggs.
Love it. I almost did deviled eggs, but I did the cheese muffins instead.
Nicely done. Nicely done.
I think so. It was a great meal. But yeah, so that's my tip for you this week. The other thing I did, which I'm still eating on too, and I am loving, is last week, if you go back and listen, there was a recipe, I use that very loosely, for pimento cheese. And that version of pimento cheese is so good. What I need to follow up on though, what I need your help with, Mandy, because I don't have Dixie's number, is the Publix cheese. They had cheddar jack, but they didn't have pepper jack. So it might not be exactly what they have, but they didn't have pepper jack spread. They just had
I'll get
cheddar
her.
jack
I'll
spread.
put her on the case.
Yes, but it was either way, it was really, really good. And it gives it a little more creaminess without being overly mayonnaise.
Maybe.
Yes. So it's really good. And I may or may not, because Saturday is for cheese grits, I may or may not put some in my cheese grits on Saturday.
Keep us posted.
I will, but loving that so far. So that's also in the fridge. But yeah, so I thought I would just share my little Will Johnson change of a squash casserole.
Like it.
Yeah.
I like it. And looks like you have a an Olympic moment
I
for us as well.
do. I do. And it goes right along with our women's basketball movement that we are currently in. I was so excited to see that our friend Caitlin Clark has been asked to go to the USA women's basketball training camp.
Indeed, this is
Now,
very exciting.
I know, does it mean she'll actually make the team? I mean, of course she will, but I mean, it's not a guarantee. So I'm not saying she's on the team yet, but she was invited to go to basketball training camp. I don't know now that Angel Reese has declared for the WNBA if she will also be asked to go.
Bet she would.
I bet she will. So we'll see. But right now, according to the USA Women, I did some journalisming, and according to the USA
Proud.
Women's Basketball website, she's going. So I'm very excited to see if we'll see her in the Olympics.
That would be fun.
Won't that be fun?
Very fun.
I
Very
think
fun.
so. So Mandy, you've got a couple favorites on here, and I know one of them because I said you look very pretty.
Thanks, thanks. Yeah, and I asked Kelly yesterday for some more favorites,
Well,
so
I'm
I'm
really
sure that.
surprised that there's not one music thing on here.
Okay, well, we'll have to talk about that because I don't know what you're talking about. The first, I don't have any
Oh,
idea.
okay.
Katie
Okay.
doesn't believe me, but we'll get there. So the first is another Substack recommendation.
Oh,
It's
yeah.
called Capacity. It is written by Holly and I. Oh, Holly Burns. I
Okay.
started following Holly's blog back in 2007, probably like forever ago. Her blog was called Nothing But Bonfires, and she was a single girl. She and her boyfriend lived together in Charleston. Holly's British, but spent like her high school years, I think, in America. And she and her boyfriend have been dating since they were that age. And now they're married and they have two kids, and they've moved from Charleston to San Francisco. And she
Okay.
worked for Facebook and then Instagram. And then shortly after my friend Chelsea got diagnosed with breast cancer, Holly got diagnosed with breast cancer. So
Oh.
also very young. But she beat it and is doing fine, is doing completely in remission. And then she quit her job at Instagram to start freelance writing. And so she's been doing that for a couple of years. And you know, I read her articles, I read everything she posts, but she has started writing on this Substack again, and it's just delightful. She is just delightful.
So is she still on, she's still on Instagram?
Yeah, so on
Okay.
Instagram, I don't know if she's Holly Burns. Hold on, let's see. But she does. So the Substack are like, I think it's four things she loves and one thing she doesn't. Nothing But Bonfires is her Instagram handle.
Okay. 'Cause don't put in Holly Burns. I don't think it's the same one. It's called Nothing. But
Nothing But
there
Bonfires.
we go. Yeah, no, that is, don't put in Holly Burns. Resist the urge.
Yeah. So,
I have requested
yeah,
to follow her now.
she's just delightful.
Okay.
So I've read her Substack, and you know, you just laugh, and all of her recommendations are dead on. So would totally recommend that. The second thing is the Somerset maxi dress from Anthropologie. I have two of them. My sister gave me one that she had bought to wear as a potential dress to wear to her husband's daughter's wedding. And it's like a silky material. But then I got one, which actually she gave it to me for Christmas, and I wore it for Easter. That's like a, I guess it's probably poplin, your
Okay.
favorite material.
Yeah.
But they're just the best dresses. They're so comfortable. They're so flattering. Yeah, I wore mine for Easter, and Katie was like, "That dress looks great on you." I was
It
like, "Well,
look,
thanks. I should probably add it to my favorites."
the colors look really good on you. That green look very good on you.
Well,
So
thank you. You know, I have had my colors done, and green is one of my power colors.
I love that. Yeah, it looked good.
Kelly and I were talking about that last night. I was like, "Have you had your colors done?" She's like, "What are you talking about?" Kelly is like the biggest tomboy that ever tomboyed. She is like, she's a
Wow.
tomboy, but she also loves fashion and jewelry and things. So
I
she's
love
a
it.
funny balance. But she's like, "No, I have my colors. I don't wear whatever the hell I want." I'm like, "Okay, well, that's fair too." But like, did your mom do the Color Me Beautiful back in
Oh,
the
100
80s?
percent.
Okay. She didn't know. She didn't even know that. But yeah, so those were sort of my favorites. I asked Kelly for her favorites yesterday, and her response was sunshine.
Because it was snowing.
Not sure if it was that was influenced by our weather. Hey, Kelly.
So
Am.
they have a whole line of Somerset, so you can get
Yes, they
maxi dresses,
Maxie.
skirts.
Yeah, they
Yeah,
did.
so.
Short versions, they do
Yeah.
maxi dresses. Yeah, they're great.
So I'm just going to put in the link to the maxi dress and then you can go crazy.
We're at our favorites portion. Come here, come
Come in,
join
Kelly.
us. Did you have any? I told her I asked yesterday what your favorites might be, and you said sunshine.
Yes, especially now.
Oh,
There's been a
I know.
lot.
Hey, Kelly.
Hello.
What else would you like to add as a favorite? Come on, pressure's on.
Wiley Ballard
Milkshakes.
and milkshakes.
They bring all the Mandys to the yard.
I just knew Mandy was going to be viral, like for real.
Well, if you would post it on Find Your People, then John T. Edge will see it. True South will see it.
That's the True South that I was telling you about, the television show. I gotta
Oh,
watch.
you've got it. Especially, okay. And by the way, I'm not weird, but like, I want to be your son's best friend. And I think he and my nephew, who is also about to be 16 in like 2 weeks, would be best friends too. And
So you
might
have
end up at
lots of
Auburn
best friends.
together.
Yes. Very cool. Yeah, Sunshine and Wiley Ballard and milkshakes.
Okay, milkshakes. I
Right.
love milkshakes with toasted marshmallows. What I'm really, really surprised that you don't have on here is Jolene.
Ooh. Who? Oh, Jolene,
Jolene.
the new
Beyoncé's
Beyoncé. Yeah, I did like Beyoncé's cover. We talked about that, didn't we?
I haven't even listened to it yet.
Oh, okay. Kelly hadn't listened to it
But I'm
yet.
a purist, you know.
Well, I know, but I did like, I think you might like Beyoncé's version because she takes her power back.
Yeah.
Oh, so she changed the lyrics.
Yes. She changed the lyrics and she's not begging Jolene. She's saying, Jolene, go on now.
Go now.
Go on, get. Leave my man and my family alone.
Okay, I might have to go in the other room and listen as soon as I finish Wordle.
Oh, Wordle is, I was surprised I got it as quickly as I did today. There's a weird letter combination.
What's your first word?
Oh, my first word is roate. I don't know what it means, but it's ROATE because
Row eight.
it has all of the vowels that
Wait,
it
what is
eliminates a lot of
row
the
eight?
vowels.
ROATE.
Uh-huh.
Is that
Yeah, apparently.
a
Wordle suggested that that would be a starting word at some point, and so I'm sticking with it.
Okay, well. That's my first word is adieu.
That's a
Mine
good
is
one.
piano.
Oh, see, it's the vowels. I like that. A friend of mine uses ready because it's got two vowels and then the Y. And that Y is key sometimes.
Yeah, that Y is key. Sanders just yelled from the other room that his first word is drain.
Train.
Train, sorry, train.
All right. Okay. I'm here for that too.
But what we have discovered this week is that knowing what somebody's first word is and how quickly they got the word helps you figure
Yes, it
out
does.
more quickly.
So I play with a couple people every day. We send each other stuff back and forth, and one of them sends the way you share, like doesn't do a screenshot of what words they picked.
Yeah.
And when I get that and I know the first word, I wait so I can, because I know what the first word is, even though I was not told what the first word was.
That's some strategery.
It is very strategery. And he wonders how I keep beating him, and it's 3 days in a row, and he's not on.
Well, now he knows.
He doesn't listen.
Secret.
Oh, I really hope. Otherwise, he just figured it out. He's like, how
Right.
are you don't normally meet me 3 days in a row, because he's real super smart.
Well, there you go.
There we go.
Yeah, no, I did like the whole Cowboy Carter album. So yeah, we can add
Yeah.
that to my favorites.
Okay.
All right, friends. Well, that's where we are.
Yeah. You have a lot
In Chicago.
over the next few days to report back about next week. I'm very excited.
Thanks. I hope everybody has a good week.
Yeah,
What do you have in store?
well, I have some things showing up today that I'm hoping are going to make my favorites.
Okay,
So
good.
I've got some
Exciting.
things that people suggested that I purchase, and that there's also some more things I've been listening to that I would like to add to my favorites. So next week I might have a longer list than I
Okay.
normally do. But
That's all right.
yeah, so I've just got schoolwork. We're getting to the end of the semester, so I've got a bunch of papers, and I can see the finish line.
Good. You can do it. You can do it.
Then I'll get my life back.
Good.
Yeah.
All right, friends. Well, I hope everybody has a great week.
Yes. Yes, yes. Everyone, go find your people.